Let's get in the Word of God. This is it. We've got to finish. This is our last PowerPoint tonight. So please bow your heads with me. Let's share a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so very much for tonight. And I thank you for your mighty presence, the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit that is right here with us in this service. Thank you, God, because you've prepared the ground. God, you've been so good to us, so amazing. We're so thrilled, so overwhelmed by you. Sometimes, God, we don't even have the right words to express what we feel in our hearts. But you see our hearts. You know how thankful we are. We're truly thankful. We're truly grateful. And I thank you, Lord, tonight for all of my brothers and sisters, all of their loved ones, their families, everyone that is joining us tonight for this time of ministry in the Word of God, for this Bible study, whatever platform they might be joining us on. I give you praise for their lives. I pray your blessings upon them. Father God, that through this service, as we close out this series of messages, this long series of teachings and studies, God, that you bless them and visit with them. Do something amazing in every life. I thank you for it, Lord. I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I hope you're feeling it. Well, you don't have to feel it in your mind, in your natural life. You just feel it in the spirit. There's something going on. There's something in the air. Hallelujah. And I'm just so excited. You know, joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and joy is one of the evidences. You look in the New Testament, all through the book of Acts of the Apostles, every time the Holy Spirit is doing something remarkable, usually one of the evidences of that is joy. And there's so much joy around here tonight, I can hardly contain it. I'm so excited. That song that I was singing just before we led into the service is from the psalm that we closed out with last week, Psalm 107. And this is verse 15 and 16. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. I just feel that so much. And so excited. All right. So this is our seventh PowerPoint. And we got on this last week. We're going to close this out tonight. The Holy Spirit is going to help us do that. This is our seventh PowerPoint. The previous PowerPoints that we have studied extensively before this. Number one, abide in God and let his word abide in you. Number two, commit to the will of God in prayer. Number three, grow, develop your faith and engage your faith in the place of prayer. Number four, ask, articulate your request, present it confidently, have expectation of a favorable response. Number five, forgive and eliminate all unforgiveness and strife from your life. Number six, claim what is rightfully yours in Christ and demand it in his name and by his authority. And number seven, always pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Cultivate the attitude of gratitude even in your prayer. And we know our theme scripture is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. And there it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. We read the New Living Translation last week, where it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything and tell God what you want and thank him for all that he has done. And that's our theme scripture. And our thanksgiving in prayer is not supposed to be separate from the prayer itself. Our thanksgiving in prayer is supposed to be interwoven with our praying, that you can almost can't tell the difference between the actual praying and the actual thanksgiving, because they are all interwoven. We learned last week from Psalm 100 and verse 4, we can't even gain access to God's gates without thanksgiving. We can't enter into his court without praise. So our prayers do not arrive at their destination if they are not mixed with thanksgiving. The Bible tells us that in Psalm 104, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and and enter into his courts with praise. Now, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, we read this also last week, where the Bible tells us, especially in the Amplified, that our thanksgiving should be intentional. And we identify three things that should define or that should describe our thanksgiving. Our thanksgiving must be these three things. Number one, they must be intentional. Number two, they must be consistent. Number three, they must be progressive. And we took some time to discuss those three things last week. If you missed it and you're just joining us today, please go back and listen to last week's teaching. You'll be blessed by it. Hallelujah. There's so much in there, so much power of God and such presence that we felt. Hallelujah. Last week. So thanksgiving must be intentional, must be deliberate. We put it together. We don't just throw it at God. It's like a meal. We prepare it. It's a lovely meal. And is this special guest of honor is the most important guest, the most important being anywhere in the universe. So when we seek an audience with him and we're bringing our sacrifice, our offering, we're bringing our gifts, they must be the best. Remember those wise men? When the Lord Jesus Christ was born and these wise men brought their gifts, they didn't just say, hey, what do you have? Just bring something in the house. We're going to see the king. Oh, no, no, no. There's gold, there's frankincense, there's myrrh. They brought it. It was deliberate. It was intentional. It was intentional. And then, thanksgiving must be consistent. It's not a one-time thing. Once in a blue moon. No. It's a regular, daily, consistent thing. We just keep thanking the Lord and keep thanking the Lord. And every day, every day, every day, several times a day. And especially when we come to pray, in our praying, we always have thanksgiving at the beginning. We always have thanksgiving interwoven with the prayer. We always close it out with thanksgiving. It must be consistent. And then number three, thanksgiving must be progressive. That is, as the Lord keeps doing, we keep adding to our thanksgiving. We don't just thank him. The same thing we were thanking him for last year. That's the only thing we have said. No, because he's done a lot between last year. He's just keeping us alive. And that's not just. People say, oh, thank God for little mercies. And some of the things they are describing as little mercies are really some of the biggest gifts of life. Oh, thank God for little mercies. You know, we there's breath in our lungs. There's air. You know, it's free. Those are some of the biggest. I mean, if the Lord was to withdraw that, do you know what would happen to our universe? Do you know what would happen to our lives? So thanksgiving must be progressive. We keep adding as the Lord keeps adding. Amen. We read in Psalm 103 from verse 1, where that's a popular psalm of David. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. And he starts listing his benefits. He starts listing all the benefits of the Lord in his life. We read that and we don't have the time to go back and read all of these scriptures tonight, but I'm just trying to catch us up to where we were. And of course, I went through the whole thing about why we should not forget his benefits. Our lives are a miracle. Everything that has happened in our lives to bring us to where we are today are pure miracles. And they're all because of him. We must constantly remember that. Constantly thank him for that. We don't qualify to come and ask the Lord for anything until we have thanked him for everything. That's another super bomb right there from the Spirit. We don't qualify. I'm going to say that so I do not forget it. We do not qualify to come before the Lord and ask him for anything until we have thanked him for everything. Bear with me. I write these things down myself. So bear with me. I'm just gonna find some place to put that. I'm going to find some place to put that. And I must not forget this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to put it all in capital letters. I hope you are taking notes. You are doing it yourself. Okay. We do not qualify to come before the Lord and ask him for anything until we have thanked him, hallelujah, for everything. Glory to God. That's so powerful. Woo! That is so powerful. We do not qualify to come before the Lord and ask Him for anything until we have thanked Him for everything. Woo! That's so glorious. That's so powerful. So, we talked about celebrating God, even in our place of prayer. Not forgetting His benefits, setting up memorials of His goodness and His love and His mercy, the great things that He has done in our lives. And constantly reminding ourselves and thanking Him, and thanking Him, and thanking Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we closed out here last week. If you don't take the time to acknowledge and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life, in bringing you to where you are right now, He can't take you to where you want to go. He can't take you to where you want to go. And then, of course, we got into that psalm where we closed out. Psalm 107 was actually, these words just started bubbling up in my spirit towards the end of the service last week. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for His goodness, for his mercies, for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He has broken the gates of brass, and He has cut the bars of iron in sunder. And I know as I was getting ready for this service, singing that song, I heard that very strong in my spirit. God has broken the bars. He has broken the gates of brass, and He has cut the bars of iron in sunder all around your life in the name of Jesus. He has. God has broken the gates of brass. The gates of brass that have been shut against you to stop you from advancing in destiny. God has broken them completely, and He has cut the bars of iron in sunder. One of the other prophetic words that came into my spirit last week as we were studying was this, and I was writing it down just as it came from the Holy Spirit. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. Oh, that is so powerful. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. You know, that destiny is the destruction of the gates of brass. Every gate of brass, every bar of iron destroyed on your pathway. What is going to get it done? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. It's through thanksgiving. You know, that scripture came into my spirit. It wasn't in my note and I hadn't prepared it. Help me, Holy Spirit. I got to just at least say one or two things that are very important tonight so I don't run out of time. You remember that when that story of Jehoshaphat, and I haven't even checked it, but you know, it's just been ringing in my spirit. That story of Jehoshaphat when all these armies came against him, and he went and saw the Lord. They went in fasting, and you know, the Lord, you know, he called everybody together in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The prophetic word he received, the direction, the instruction he received, was that they should line up all the praise singers. This is how they are going to fight. Can you think about that? This is how they are going to fight this battle of all these armies that have surrounded them like a wall. Because they line up all the praise singers and let them, here it is, in 2 Chronicles 20, I haven't even checked it, I haven't noted it, but it's just been in my spirit. It says, verse 21, 2 Chronicles 20, 21, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Singers! I mean, we're talking serious business, warfare here, battle, real battle. Their lives were at stake, and what they are going to go with are singers? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Singers. That's the instruction the Lord gave them. You know, the Bible says the things of God, they are foolishness. The wisdom of God is foolishness to the natural man. And there are some things that the Lord will tell us to do by way of the instruction he gives. This is some of what we're talking about tonight. Somebody said, well, how can Thanksgiving be that powerful? You know, just by thanking God, how can that be a bridge to your destiny? Just by thanking God, how can that guarantee that gate of... Yes, yes, yes. The Bible says the wisdom of God are foolishness to the natural man. So the Lord told him, appoint singers. And someone will say, really? Singers? What would that do? I mean, we need the best. I mean, we need the best equipment. The Lord says, singers. Hallelujah. That's how Thanksgiving works. Sometimes just by thanking God, even before we have prayed, even before we have asked, just by thanking God, just by praise and thanksgiving. Miracles. Miracles. He said, they appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. The Lord set ambushments as they began to praise, as they began to sing. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny, to the victory. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to add that to it. Thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the victory. To the victory prepared for you. To the destiny prepared for you in Christ Jesus. So all of this we learned last week. Now more. I've added some tonight. The Holy Spirit has given us a few more things. But I want us to touch on some very... two very crucial things under the subject of thanksgiving before we wrap up tonight. The first thing, thanksgiving is a ministry. You may not have heard that before, but it's the truth of the Word of God, it's scriptural truth. Thanksgiving is a ministry. That is, we are ordained, we are created. It's our purpose, and we are supposed to do it as part of our acceptable service and worship to the Lord. Thanksgiving is a ministry. In fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it is the will of God in all situations. And I want to read that. I want to read 1 Thessalonians 5, 18 from the King James, from the Amplified, and from the New Living Translation. Let's do that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Turn there with me. Need to try to go there real quickly. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Look at it in the King James. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's read that from the Amplified. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. I love that. That's so powerful. Thank God for everything. No matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you, who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. The New Living Translation, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, who belong to Jesus Christ. So thanksgiving is a ministry. It is the will of God for us in every situation of life. You see how Jesus constantly gave thanks in prayer. Constantly. It was a ministry by itself. Look at it. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. John chapter 6 and verse 11. Jesus constantly gave thanks in prayer. Remember when he had he was going to feed these two scriptures right here. He was going to feed 5,000, 6,000, and they didn't really have anything. Told the disciples, have the people sit down. John chapter 6 and verse 11. He says here in the King James, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, so he had just 5 loaves, 2 fish, but he gave thanks. Somebody say, what is he giving thanks for? For the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? He's looking at thousands of people that are hungry. Right in front of him, he told the disciples, make everybody sit down. So he could see this large crowd, this huge crowd. All the way to the back, the heads of it, because they're all sitting on the grass. And we're going to feed these thousands of people. We have just a few loaves and fish. And here he begins to thank God. Really? You're thanking God for these 5 loaves? Yes. Yes. I thank God for these 5 loaves. I thank God for my 5 loaves. Yes, Lord, I hear that. I hear that. I thank God for my 5 loaves. We have all these thousands of people to feed. And all we have is 5 loaves. And we're thankful. Yes, Lord, I thank you for my 5 loaves. I thank you, Lord, for my 5 loaves. Because these 5 loaves are the seed that God is going to use. He's going to multiply these 5 loaves. And we're going to feed all these thousands of people. He's going to multiply these 5 loaves. And we're going to feed these thousands, this multitude of people. So I thank God for my 5 loaves. Yes, Lord, I hear it. I hear that. I hear it. I hope you can hear it in the spirit. Thank God for your 5 loaves. Thank God. Be truly thankful for your 5 loaves. Don't focus. In fact, in one of the scriptures, he lifted up his eyes. It's not this one. One of the scriptures says he lifted up his eyes. Might be the one in Mark. We'll go there in a minute. Mark chapter 6. He lifted up his eyes. He looked beyond the multitude and he looked beyond the 5. But he thanked God for the 5 loaves. Would you thank God for your 5 loaves? Do you know that if you thank God for your 5 loaves, God will multiply it and help you feed thousands? Do you know God, and I'm not talking about feeding people if you are not in the business of feeding people, if you are not called to feed people, but there's something you're trying to do, there's something you need in your life, and you look at what you have and it's totally insufficient, and you raise up your head and you look at the need and it's sometimes overwhelming, and the Lord is saying to you, would you look away from the need? Would you lift up your eyes to heaven? Would you thank God for your 5 loaves? Would you thank God for your 5 loaves? The Amplified Bible says, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to the reclining people, so also he did with the fish, as much as they wanted. Let's go to Mark chapter 6, verse 41. Mark chapter 6. Thank you, Lord, for the 5 loaves. I give you the praise, Lord. I give you the praise. I bless your holy name for our 5 loaves. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 6. This is the one I was looking for. Mark chapter 6. I love this so much. I love it so much. Mark chapter 6 and verse 41. Look at it. Let's read it from verse 39. Oh, read it from verse 38. Let's be careful. I may back up all the way to the beginning. Let's not do that. Let's read from verse 38. He said unto them, how many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they say unto him, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all of them, all the people, sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven. I love that. He looked up to heaven and he blessed and broke the 5 loaves and gave it to the disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided among them as well. And they all did eat and they were full. He looked up to heaven. Read this from the Amplified. See what it says. Verse 41. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. Watch this. And praising God, he gave thanks and broke the loaves and kept on giving. Woo-hoo! Forgive me for getting excited. That's a miracle of multiplication right there. Exactly how it happens all the time. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He lifted up his eyes to heaven. He started praising God. That's what he says. And praising God, he gave thanks. And then he broke the loaves and he kept on giving. He didn't stop. He didn't run out. The 5 loaves and 2 fish, because he lifted up his eyes to heaven and praised God and gave thanks and started breaking it and started giving, did not run out. You will not run out in Jesus' name. You will not run out in Jesus' name. He did not run out. Bible says he kept on giving. He kept on giving. Where am I with time? Better watch my time here. Got to close this tonight. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a minute and bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. You are worthy of our glory. You are worthy of our honor. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be exalted. We magnify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo! You will not run out in Jesus' name. You will not run out. Your thanksgiving will create multiplication miracles all around you. In the name of Jesus. You will not run out. Sheba bababa. You will not run out. Your thanksgiving will multiply the fish in the ocean for you. Your thanksgiving will multiply your resources in your bank account. Your thanksgiving will create favor everywhere you go. Your thanksgiving will open doors that you have not even imagined. Your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. We receive it. We receive it. Thanksgiving is a ministry. Jesus constantly gave thanks in the place of prayer. I want you to listen to this. This is so powerful. Hallelujah. Your attitude of gratitude and your ministry of thanksgiving constantly keeps the heavens open over your life. Your attitude of gratitude and your ministry of thanksgiving constantly keeps the heaven open over your life. So be thankful. Thank him in the morning and thank him in the noonday and thank him when the sun goes down. don't let the song of thanksgiving depart from your lips. Thank him for everything and thank him for who he is. And God will see to it that the showers never leave your abode. That's prophetic for you right there. Hallelujah. We receive it, Jesus. We receive that, Lord. We receive that. I couldn't even repeat that. I don't. We receive that, Lord. We receive that word. We receive it. Thank him. Keep thanking him. When you come to pray, thank him. When you are done with praying, thank him. When you get a bad report, thank him. When things are not going the way you expect, thank him. When you wish your circumstance was different, thank him. Thank him. Your attitude of gratitude and your ministry of thanksgiving constantly keeps the heavens open over your life. You remember when Jesus stood right in front of Lazarus's tomb? And he said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. John chapter 11. I thank you, Father, because you have heard me. He has not even prayed. Well, he prayed before he went there, but he hasn't prayed right in front of the tomb before all the people there. He said, Father, I thank you, you have heard me. And I know that you hear me always. Boy, you know, that in itself is sufficient reason to thank God that he hears us. That when we pray, our Father hears us. That he doesn't shut his ears from us. He doesn't turn away from us. He doesn't look away from us. He hears us. That in itself is a reason to be thankful. That in itself is a reason to be full of praise and gratitude. That our Father always hears us when we pray. Even when we haven't seen the results yet, even when we haven't obtained the manifestations yet, we know our Father always hears us when we pray. That is sufficient reason to be thankful. That is sufficient reason to be thankful. John chapter 11 and verses 41, I think it is, 41 and 42. Hallelujah. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Excuse me. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always. Woo! I knew and I know that you hear me always. I thank you. Thanksgiving is a ministry. And when we engage that ministry, it keeps open heavens above our lives. Open heavens over our lives. Showers, like the Lord said in that prophetic word. I'm going to go back and rewind this recording, this service tonight. I'm going to go back and play it back so I can get that word and write it down and claim it for myself, because that came in the moment and I know that was the Holy Spirit speaking. There's something big in that. You keep the showers over our abode, our thanksgiving. All right. The last thing I want us to talk about tonight. Make thanksgiving a sacrifice. Make it an offering. Pay your debt of thanksgiving, because God has been too good. make thanksgiving a sacrifice. Make it an offering. Pay your debt of thanksgiving. It's not a debt of money. I remember we were discussing in the last service last week. I mean, everything else we give money, we give help, clothes, food, to help people, help minister to the poor, and help the work of the kingdom of God, support the ministry, bless ministers of the gospel, missionaries around the world. All of these things that we give to the Lord, but we are giving to people because they represent the Lord. That money, those clothes, are not going to heaven. Spiritually, they are heaping up a reward for us in heaven. But the gift themselves don't go to heaven. The only thing that goes to the Lord directly from us is our thanksgiving. No wonder in one place he said, you know, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. I think that's probably Psalm 50. We're going to read that in a minute. I think we have that scripture. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Because I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything belongs to me. So what food are you going to give me? But thanksgiving, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, that's what we owe him. That's our vow. It's our debt. And we ought to pay it constantly because our God has been too good to us. Hallelujah. Let's go there to Psalm 50, 50th Psalm. Hallelujah. Fiftieth Psalm. Let's read from verse 10. He said, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Glory to God. Verse 13, will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? That's what they sacrifice. And even though they were sacrificing those things to the Lord, God's not eating them. He's not getting to the Lord. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving. And pay your vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will glorify me. Think about it. Every beast of the forest is mine. Everything. I know all the fowls of the mountain. The wild beasts of the field, they are all mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and for everything belongs to me, saith the Lord. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? But offer unto God thanksgiving. That goes directly to him. That we owe him. Pay your vows, he says. That's your a vow. It's thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 23 of this same Psalm 15, the Amplified. He says, he who brings an offering of praise. Woo! He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. We're not talking about offering of money. We're not talking about offering of clothes, and nothing wrong with all those. Those have their place. But he who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me, and he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of the Lord. So make your thanksgiving a sacrifice. Make it an offering. Pay that debt. Let's read Psalm 107. We were in Psalm 107 earlier, but we're not going to read the same verses that I was reading. I was focusing. We're going to read. We're going to refer that down in that scripture. Psalm 107. Look at Psalm 107 and look at verse 20 to 22. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Glory to God. Let's look at Psalm 116 and verse 17. Got one more scripture right there. Psalm 116 and verse 17. Look at what it says. I will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, we move too fast past Psalm 50. I want you to go back there. I read this, but it just came right back to me. I want to read it to you again. Psalm 50. Especially verse 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High, and then call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will glorify me. Look at that. Offer unto God thanksgiving and then call. That's prayer. That's what we call prayer. But first, offer unto God thanksgiving, and then call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the victory prepared for us in Christ Jesus. You know, in the New Testament, in Hebrews 13, 15, he said that we should always put the fruit of thanksgiving and praise, those should always proceed from our lips. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Let's read that. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Giving thanks to his name. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I've got more to go, but I think I'm going to stop. I know we still have some time, but I just want to stop. Make thanksgiving your sacrifice. Gather it. Gather it. Even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it. Remember Jonah in Jonah chapter 2. You can go read this with him because I'm done. I just want to wrap this up tonight. I don't want to burn my time all the way to the end of the hour. I just really want to just slowly land this plane, close this out, this series of messages. I have a feeling we're going to maybe do one more service where we try to just go through everything, put it all together, and go over all these prayer points. But even just this PowerPoint, sorry, put together all the PowerPoints, not the prayer points. But just going through this PowerPoint tonight of Thanksgiving, it's just, there's such glory. And I hope you can sense that there's something very, very significant going on in the spirit. See all the things the Lord has done in this service. There's been prophecy, there's been singing. This has been just very unusual. And it's not scripted. The Lord is just helping us finish this well. Remember Jonah in Jonah chapter 2? He offered thanksgiving along with his prayers, even though he didn't feel like it. And God delivered him from the belly of the whale. Delivered him from his captivity. Remember Paul and Silas? Popular story. In the prison, they offered God thanksgiving and praise. And earthquake. The earth shook. Angels went to work. Beloved, as I close out this service tonight and this series of teachings for several months, I have so far maybe 34, 35 weeks. I don't know what that translates into. That's 4 weeks in every 1 month, right? So then 34 divided by 4, that's at the very least. 8, that's almost 9. 36 will make it 9 months. Well, 4-week months. That's a long time. That's a very long time to be studying one subject. But that's how the Lord has led us. And as we close it out tonight, I feel so thankful. I feel so full, so gratified, and I'm so grateful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful to the Lord for how good He's been. Grace. I'm thankful to the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for grace, such grace that has been made available to us. And as we close this out, I just want to challenge you and encourage you. Don't look so closely at your 5 loaves. Don't look so closely at the multitude that need to be fed. Lift your eyes up to heaven and give Him thanks. Every day, give Him thanks. Because your life will know no boundaries. Your life will know no limits. The attitude of gratitude is an empowerment for a believer, a child of God. Truly, the Lord will break the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Truly, He will. Because of your thanksgiving. So let's close out tonight and let's thank Him. Father, thank you so much. Let's go ahead, wherever you are, just thank God tonight. Thank Him. Lift up your hands to heaven. Thank Him for all of these weeks and all of this month. Thank Him for grace He made available to you, grace He made available to us, grace He made available to our ministry, for everything and everyone that has participated and everyone that has helped make this possible over the last so many months. Let's thank God. Father, we thank you. You deserve the glory and the praise. You deserve the honor. You deserve the worship. You deserve all adoration. Go ahead and bless Him. Thank God for the victories that are ahead of you. Thank God for the victories that you have already experienced. Thank God for His mighty hands upon your life. Thank God for His goodness and His mercy. Thank God for His love. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of these services. Father, we thank you for honoring us with your presence through all of these services. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for illumination and revelation through the Word of God. For strength and life, for health, divine health. Thank you. That week in and week out, when we show up, we're still here. We're still here. When we turn it on, we're still here. Thank you for sustaining us and carrying us. Thank you. Thank you. I give you all the glory and the praise. Lord, cause the heavens to remain open upon your people as you have spoken to us tonight. Let there be manifest demonstrations of the power and glory of God upon their lives. Let their lives never be the same again as they observe to do according to the words that they have heard. And Lord, you know we'll be careful to give you the glory. Thank you for taking us higher. Because the Bible says the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. Thank you, Father, for the glory of the latter house. Far surpasses the former. Thank you. Thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this service. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you and your loved ones, your family. God prosper you. God cause the light of His countenance to shine upon you and grant you peace, great grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.